respond? From my experience, most of us would say, "Yes, absolutely. Those rich people really need to hear God's word. I'll sure remember this verse if I ever become rich." However, we must remember, God's timeless word is for the whole planet. When we compare ourselves with the rest of the world, we have to acknowledge that He's talking to us today. We are those rich people. Visiting a small settlement in a developing country last year, I was struck by the way one of the villagers shared his knowledge of the world beyond his homeland. Since more than half the world lives on less money than most Americans pay for cable TV, you can only imagine how they might describe us. Many would likely say, "There are some people who are so rich, they own a car." It's not a lot of people, of course. I read it's only 3 to 5% of the people in the world who own a car. But some people in the world are so rich, they have 2 cars. Some of these people even have a house for their cars. It's called a garage, and it's like a little house to protect their cars from the elements. You know what else they do? These rich people, they get in their cars, and they drive past 20 or more food places. They call them restaurants. And they're so rich that they pay other people to make their food and serve it to them. That's how rich they are. Some of these rich people eat so much food in so many restaurants that they get fat, but keep eating more and more. Then they have to go to these places called gyms, and they pay people to help them exercise. That's how rich they are. Some of these rich people have special rooms at home called closets. This little room inside their house is just for their clothes. Nobody sleeps in there, only clothes on hangers and shelves like in a store. Some people are so rich, they even have 1 big clothes room for the man and 1 for the woman. So many clothes, some for hot, some for cold, some for work, and some for church. It's crazy. That's how rich people live. I've never seen that with my own eyes. No, 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 but I've heard about it. Okay, so my new friend didn't go on, but I couldn't help but see our culture through his eyes. In fact, since approximately 50% of the world's population lives on less than $2 a day, any one of nearly 3 billion people could have easily said everything you just heard. Rich is relative, and we lose sight of how wealthy we really are when we focus only on what we see on TV, in movies, and in magazines. So why don't we feel rich? All-consuming. So we're rich, but we don't feel rich. How is this possible? It's all because of M&Ms, mass media, and mass marketing. Some advertisers want us to feel rich if we can afford their products. They're often called luxury.